Some of us struggle to shake off the shackles of slumber in the morning and end up hitting the snooze button umpteen times. Others awaken bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, only to fall back asleep on the bus to work. It's only when your sleep starts to suffer that you realize just how much it affects your life. More and more of us are suffering from sleeping disorders and insomnia, thanks largely to ever more stressful lifestyles, bad shift patterns, addictions to social media, and increased anxiety. So what can we do to override the trend? How can we train our bodies to switch off and sink into a deep 8-hour rest without having to sacrifice our social lives or relying on medication? We have invited Peter Grant, a sleep expert, into the studio to help us and explain what we can do to start sleeping better long term. Welcome, Peter. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us. So what advice can you give to our listeners?
Well, food has a greater effect on us than most of us realise. What you have for breakfast can affect how well you function in the afternoon and even how well you sleep later in the evening. I believe that the key to consistent sleep is balanced blood sugar. If you want a really good sleep, it's out with the white bread, pasta and rice, because they easily break down into sugar in the bloodstream due to a lack of fibre. You should start the day with a good blood balancing meal, because that will affect you later on at night. If you're having loads of white pasta with barely any protein alongside a sugary cocktail and a sugary dessert, your blood sugar probably will crash at some point before you wake up. If you struggle with sleep, having a really rich meal at a restaurant just before bed isn't going to help.
What kinds of food should we be stocking up on at dinner time?
Basically, anything that's rich in omega-3 fats. So that means oily fish, particularly mackerel, for the pescatarians and omnivores, and things like chia seeds, flax seeds, and walnuts for the veggies and vegans among us. There's been research to say that it may help to stimulate the sleep hormone melatonin, which regulates the sleep cycle. In one study, subjects were given omega-3 fish oil every day and their sleep increased by an hour. That's only one study, so it's not conclusive evidence, but it's promising. Kiwi fruit is also one of the few foods that are a natural source of our happy hormone serotonin, which ultimately converts to the sleep hormone melatonin. But fibre and protein are probably the most crucial elements when it comes to sleep. Furthermore, certain foods contain an amino acid called tryptophan that causes sleepiness. Carbohydrates make tryptophan more available to the brain, which is why carbohydrate-heavy meals can make you drowsy. Proteins from the food we eat are the building blocks of tryptophan, which is why the best bedtime snack is one that contains both a carbohydrate and protein, such as cereal with milk, peanut butter on toast, or cheese and crackers.
One of my friends always has a banana before bed.
Yes, bananas are an excellent source of magnesium and potassium, which help to relax overstressed muscles. They also contain tryptophan, which convert to serotonin and melatonin, the brain's key calming hormones. Try this tasty and incredibly simple bedtime smoothie. Blend one banana with one cup of milk or soy milk, and ice if desired. You will feel the results soon.
And what about a cup of tea? Is it bad before going to bed?
Avoiding all caffeine in the evening hours is key, but some decaf varieties can help you get into the sleep mode. Chamomile tea is a very helpful and safe sleep aid. And green tea is another good choice because it contains theanine, which helps promote sleep. Just be sure you get a decaf green tea if drinking it at bedtime. Don't forget that the most important is to have dinner 4 hours before bed and have a snack an hour before turning in. Oh, and stop drinking coffee at 11 a.m.
Thank you for coming and sharing it all with us.